things with you after a rough couple weeks?
Well, it's been more than a rough couple weeks. It's been a whole month. You know, but I think you can look at it one way or look at it another. You know, you look at it optimistically and say that, particularly in the last three games, we're one play away from winning each of those games. And just got to find a way to make that play during a critical time of the game. You know, you can look at a lot of different plays, and I know the NFL's like that in general. But, you know, I think that, you know, there's a big difference between the way we've lost them, which have been heartbreaking. Sometimes it's a lot harder to lose a play on the last play of the game, or lose a game on the last play of the game, or when it came down to one play, than it is to get blown out at times.
What happened on that play with Avery?
Oh, you talk about the last play of the
game? Yeah,
yeah. The quarterback escaped the pocket, which bought some time. You know, we were in the end zone, and, you know, particularly one of our guys got too plastered on coverage deep in the end zone when he was responsible for, you know, the shorter zone stuff. You know, we're certainly willing to give him a 10-yard pass or a 5-yard pass, as long as it wasn't a 14. And, you know, taking a couple shots at the end zone before that, which we have broken up or done a good job defending. But the key to that breakdown was letting Luck scramble. He bought time, and that put stress on the coverage, particularly in the end zone. And when he did just sort of shovel that ball at the last minute before he crossed the line of scrimmage, you know, it got us out of position.
In any way, can there kind of be a cumulative effect when it's just coming down to those one plays that now for 3 or 4 weeks you haven't been able to make at the key time?
I don't think so. I think that our players, we still have a lot of confidence in our guys. Earlier this year, we had trouble at the beginning of games. You know, a lot was made of our slow starts. You know, it's been making the play, particularly in the fourth quarter. Going back to our game against Green Bay, you know, we had opportunities to make those plays and get it also. We had a first and goal or first and 10 on the 11-yard line, whatever that was, with about 2 minutes to play. If we can get a touchdown there, I pretty much solved the game away. We got held to a field goal, which gave, you know, Green Bay a chance to go down and make a play. And then even after they scored, we still had an opportunity to potentially go down, and we're only down 1 point, to go down and get in field goal range. We didn't do either of those things. And, you know, that was, but you can all recognize those things. You know, we see them, and it makes us more determined to come out on the right side of the score.
So outside of winning these games this last quarter of the season, is there any other goals in mind now that the playoffs are kind of out of reach, or is it just a singular minded focus like it would be any other week?
Yeah, we're week to week anyway. You know, the teams that do the best in this league are the teams that can keep short-term focus. You know, you can't let any weeks get away from you. And I'm proud of this football team. I'm proud of the way that we've battled every single week. You look at our games. I think we only have one loss that was by more than one score, and that was 10 points. You know, we're in every single game. We fight every single game. We just need to come out with one more play to get the win rather than a close loss.
You know, you've done that in the past. I think Stafford's got, five game-winning drives in the last season and a half or whatever it is. I guess, what is the difference for you guys between, I mean, what is that fine line of success and failure in those situations?
Well, we have some of those this year also. Yeah. You know, we beat Seattle on the last play of the game, or last offensive play. We beat Philadelphia in overtime. You know, we beat St. Louis on the last play, the very last play of the game. So, you know, we certainly can still do that. You know, we had gone down and, you know, had a couple score lead. Our defense wasn't able to hold it against Houston. And then last week, we weren't able to hold it. You know, we lost. We had opportunities in overtime. We missed a kick in overtime. You know, it's not always. Our offense we rely on, but you know, it hasn't just been our offense when it comes to losing these last four games. And in fact, I think our offense has done a pretty consistent job moving the ball and scoring pretty much the whole season.
You feel you've got enough complimentary around Calvin offensively?
Yeah, we need to do better around him. You know, we've lost some players starting off in the beginning of the year. You know, a guy that could have really made a difference for us in job at best, but and then lost Nate Burleson, who means a lot to our offense, and you know, lost a couple more wide receivers, lost Ryan Broyles and Titus Young. So we need other guys to pick it up. We certainly have the talent that can do it. Calvin is a great player and is on a, you know, is in the midst of a great season. But we can get more production. We can get more production out of our running backs. We can get more production out of our tight ends. And there's going to be tremendous opportunity for the wide receivers that are on the field to prove that they can make a play.
Have you ever been associated with anything quite like what happened with Titus Young?
You know, there's a lot of things that go on in the NFL. You know, I was in Tennessee for a decade, and there's issues on every single team. It was disappointing because, you know, there's no greater story in the NFL than a second chance or redemption, those kind of things. And in this case, that opportunity wasn't taken advantage of.
You see anything different with the Packers? I mean, they're coming up with almost a different collection of perimeter players every week with somebody in or somebody out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you can get a Greg Jennings back, it's good for your offense. We'll see where Jordy Nelson is with his, but they can still put four good wide receivers on the field and quarterback that can get them the ball. Even when they didn't have Jennings, you know, a guy like Randall Cobb stepped up and really became an impact player for him. Finley looks like he's on the rise the last couple weeks, has made some plays, a great touchdown catch last week against the Vikings. They deal with injuries, a lot like everybody else. As I mentioned, some of the ones that we've had, they've been a little bit snake bitten on the offensive line when it comes to injuries. Key is to be able to handle it and still come out with a win, and that's what they did last week against the Vikings.
Are you even aware of the last time the Lions were able to win in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I certainly heard it.
Do you know when it is?
1981.
Yeah, we'll give you
91, I'm sorry.
91, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Mean anything, no big deal, it's just one of those oddities?
No, it's not an oddity. It's a place we have to win. I mean, it's a division opponent. If we want to get our franchise to where we want it to go, that's a place that, number one, we have to be able to come out with late season wins at Green Bay, and get one there would go a long way to giving us confidence to be able to do it in the future.
Not that you have any control over such things, but what do you think of playing a team so close together, like, two M's and three M's? Is that a challenge? Is there a kind of unique opportunities to take advantage of there? I guess, how do you view that?
It's a little bit different this week because, generally you're watching, 10 games or 12 games, and you're, trying to look at everything that a team has done over the course of the season. We're really only looking at, two this week, two they played since us, because we obviously evaluate our game when the game's over. So, the Giants and Minnesota games were the only games that have played since then. The two teams played a very tough, close game the first time. They're two teams that are very familiar with each other. There's not a whole lot of surprises when it comes to, scheme, game plan, talent on the field, the way they use players. I think both of these teams know each other very well. It's a division game, and I'd expect it to be the same way up at Lambeau.